This is North Shore Today for Thursday, August 25, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the mid-80s. The Danvers School Committee is moving forward with their search for a new superintendent. The Salem News reports that the committee has hired the Massachusetts Association of School Committees to assist in the search process. A man was robbed this week while walking on the Peabody Rail Trail. The Salem News reports that a man was forced at gunpoint to hand over his money and jewelry. He handed over the $20 he was carrying and his wedding ring. Congressman Seth Moulton was in Lynn yesterday meeting with city leaders and community organizations. The Daily Item reports the topics included teen homelessness, infrastructure projects, and veterans care. MSO's Bill Newell interviewed both Democratic candidates for Essex County District Attorney Wednesday and asked each to give a campaign update. Attorney James O'Shea is excited that his campaign is picking up.
Yeah, Bill, our campaign is really catching fire. Our campaign slogan of experience over politics is really catching on all over the county. We've had supporters come out for us in virtually all the events that I'm going to. Every time I speak, I have people come up to me and ask for my information and my website. Happened to me yesterday again in Newburyport. So we're really excited about the momentum that we've built. There's no question that we're taking on a machine in terms of political support on the other side. It's really our experience in the courts versus the political machine. But the experience is winning out, and we're seeing that more and more every day, so we're really excited about it.
Meanwhile, State Representative Paul Tucker, the other candidate for DA, has enjoyed visiting all cities and towns in the county.
Yeah, it's been a great experience for me, Bill. I've been at this now a little over 8 months. I started the second week of January and been in all 34 cities and towns, made some great new friends all across the county, talking about issues, hearing what's important to people, and really kind of it's the best at retail politics, I think. It's meeting people where they are, sometimes in large groups, sometimes in small, but it's been great.
Because there are no Republican candidates for S60A, the September 6th primary will decide who succeeds Jonathan Blodgett, who is retiring. Both interviews were posted yesterday at msonewsports.com. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 3-2 at Fenway last night. The three-game series wraps up tonight at 7:10. Then the Rays come to town for a weekend series. The Salem News Sports section today is running a feature on Peabody standout runner Katarina Rocha. The elite runner is starting her second year as an assistant track coach at Providence College for both the men's and women's cross-country programs. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.